That's a kind of a musical cross-pollinization there. Bruce Adolph, a composer who joins us every Wednesday, has taken a familiar tune and rewritten it in the style of a classical composer. And Bruce does that every week for our piano puzzlers. And Bruce is here right now. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And, of course, every week we get one of our listeners on the line to try to figure out what the tune is that Bruce has hidden and in whose style he's doing the hiding, which composer's style he's imitating. And we've got a caller on the line right now from Portsmouth, Virginia. Ethlyn Howard is joining us. Hi, Ethlyn.
Hello there.
You're a musician yourself, aren't you?
Well, I had a lot of training and I've done a little teaching, but I really enjoyed working with violinists and accompanying and playing a few sonatas.
So you're a pianist then, I take
it. That's it.
Uh-huh.
We're a dime a dozen, I think.
Oh, no.
Good for you to still be not only enjoying listening to music, but enjoying making music as well. That's great.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's see what you can do with this piano puzzler here from Bruce Adolph. He's going to play this for you, and your job will be to try to figure out the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating.
Okay.
And if you need any help, you can just ask me.
I sure will.
Okay, here we go.
It has so much chromaticism, it's got to be later than Brahms.
Well, you want to rephrase that?
Well,
I'll tell you why, because, I mean, you know, you're...
It could be Brahms.
Yeah, it really...
It's not Brahms that I'm familiar with, I guess that's why.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, Brahms occurred to you when you said later than Brahms, because that is the style. It is Brahms, and it is kind
Brahms.
Of late.
Well, what do you know? Yeah, I just thought when I heard all this chromaticism, I know that he has a lot of interesting ways with rhythm, you know.
And Bruce, you were saying this is like late Brahms.
Well, in terms of the harmony, yes.
Yeah.
The rhythm is pretty simple, although it does have a lot of the threes against twos. But it does have chord progressions out of some of his late piano music. And also, you can find some of these harmonies even in the Liebeslieder waltzes, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
Now, what about the tune that's hidden inside all this Brahmsian
structure?
I'm hearing
this repeated note a lot, but I still...
You said you accompany violinists. Imagine this as for violin and piano and see if you can pull the tune out as if it was being played by a violin, because it's pretty much on the top.
Okay.
And it's being sustained slowly.
Okay.
There.
Well, you know what I think I'll do is maybe even sort of sing the tune while I play it, but I won't change anything.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Now, I want to hear an oink oink here and an oink oink there in the style of Brahms. We didn't get to that part. Well, Ethlyn Howard, thank you very much. You did a wonderful job with this week's Piano Puzzler.
I've always wanted to do this. It was fun.
Ethlyn Howard in Portsmouth, Virginia. What's your public radio station?
We listen to WHRO in Norfolk.
All right. Ethlyn, thank you very much for joining us.
And thanks for calling.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.